Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, it is an honor and a privilege for me to be standing on this holified, sanctified, dignified pulpit. I'm not going to be up here long. I'm going to get in your way and out of your way because there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And if you really believe that, look at your person next to you and tell them, neighbor, there's a word from the Lord. All right, look at the person on the other side and tell them, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And I am a lover of the word of God. Those of you that have your Bibles, I trust every soldier will have a sword. Turn your Bible to Mark chapter 5. A very familiar passage if you've been in church any length of time. Amen. Right. Amen. Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse number 24. Mark 5, beginning at verse number 24. Now, there's a bit of reading, so I'm not going to, it's about 10 verses, amen? So I'm going to try to read it quickly. I don't want you standing too long, amen? Right. But if your feet get tired, the Lord ain't going to just sit on down and rest yourself, amen? Amen. All right, Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 24. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And the Bible gives us this intelligence. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself the virtue he that had gone out from him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, thy seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thy, who touched me? And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Amen. You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Man, it's good to know Jesus. Amen. It's good to know a person that we live for that can come and touch us at any time. Amen. Amen. I want to just talk to you about, from the simple subject, the touch that changed everything. The touch that changed everything. This is a wonderful story as it pertains to teaching us about healing and faith. Healing and faith. I'm not going to be up here long. Matter of fact, I'm almost done as it is right now. Because when you talk about Jesus, there's so much to talk about as it pertains to being healed and having faith. Because the crazy part about it, you can't have one without the other. I'm going to say that again. You can't have one without the other. You can't be healed unless you have faith. And without faith, you got to be able to trust God. Amen. Because without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. So if I know I need something from the Lord, the first thing I got to have is unimaginable faith. Faith that never stops. Even when things get hard and things get tough, you got to have faith. I don't know about you, but sometimes my faith has dropped. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that I've been the best person that's holding on to my faith. It's gotten a little shaky sometimes, and I got ready to throw in the towel. But at the end of the day, if I just trust in him and believe that everything that is going on is all going to work out in my favor. Yes, yes, yes. This woman had an issue for 12 long years. My God. 12 long years of a flowing blood issue. And the thing that's going on with this woman is she went from doctor to doctor. She didn't get any better, but she grew worse. And I want to stop right there just for a brief second. Is I want you to know when you try to handle things without God, you're going to get worse. Amen. Amen. Now watch this. I'm going to say that one more time. When you try to handle things without God,
You're gonna get worse. And I know that ain't proper grammar, but it sure sounded good coming out. You're gonna get worse doing stuff without the Lord. Now, I am not saying that she should not have went to doctors, because anybody that gets sick or there are some things that's going on, you need to go see the doctor. Amen. The Lord put physicians and other doctors on this earth for a reason. Amen. But even when you go see that doctor, you still got to have enough faith in God that God will give that doctor the opportunity to go through you thoroughly and know what the problem is. Amen. And even when the doctor doesn't know what the problem is, you got to have enough faith in God to know that everything is going to work out all right. Amen. Amen. So this woman had an issue for 12 long years, and she went from doctor to doctor. Have you ever been there to where you just got worse? You just got worse. You go to everybody else. All right. And that's, let me say this. I just got an email from Glory. Why is it we as Christians, sometimes some of us, before we go to Jesus, we go to everybody else? Before we call on the name of the Lord, we want to call on Sister such and such, and Auntie this, and Uncle this, and Deacon this, and Brother this. But we have not even went to Jesus. All right. You can't live for someone without communicating with him. You got to be able to communicate with the Lord, because here's what's crazy. Your communication, God already knows what's going on. I'm going to explain that even more as I go farther through this text. God already knows your situation, but sometimes he want to know, do you recognize your own problem? Do you want to recognize? He want to know, do you recognize your own problem? As a certified counselor, sometimes when I have people sitting in front of me and they're telling me their issues and they're telling me what's going on, I then have to ask them, do you really know what the real problem is? Because what you're telling me is things that is diverting from the actual problem. You're just telling me things that's coming from the branch. But do you know the root of the problem? And here's the thing here. Jesus would tell you the root of your problem, no matter what it is. You may have problems on your job. You may have problems in the house. You may have problems in your relationship. You may have problems at the church. But if you trust in God, he will reveal the root of your problem. He will reveal the root of your problem. As I hasten, I'm almost out of here. Y'all give me about 7 minutes and I'll let you know when to start counting. The woman with the issue of blood, after she had went to doctor and doctor, didn't get any better but grew worse. Do you not know, during those times, she was considered unclean? That means she really shouldn't have been around anybody. I'm going to say that again, because I think you missed it. She was considered to be unclean. And in those days, sometimes you had an illness or a sickness or something like that of that magnitude, you were considered unclean by the Levitical law. You didn't need to be around anybody. Amen. You weren't supposed to be around anybody. You weren't supposed to be around anybody until you got well. Oh, but she heard about somebody. She heard about a man that recently done some miracles. And the crazy part about Jesus is, and I love him so much, Jesus didn't even have that person on a mind. Jesus had his mindset already going somewhere else to go heal somebody else. The woman heard about this man and all that he's done. And she said to herself, if I but touch, I didn't need to go to, watch this. Y'all missing it right quick. Watch this. She said, if I but touch him, I ain't got to sit down and have a whole counseling session with him. I ain't got to pay a $40 copay. I ain't got to call my insurance to make sure it's all good to go. If I just touch, if I just touch him, that touch right there can change everything. The Bible never tells us if this woman was saved. Yeah. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. The Bible didn't tell us if this woman was saved. The Bible didn't even tell us if this woman was sanctified or filled with the Holy Ghost. Right. But one thing the Bible did enlighten us on is that she knew about Jesus. She knew about this man that had been doing these miracles, healing left and right. If I just get to it, I don't need to do too much if I just touch him. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know something's going to happen. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. Look at the person next to you, say, that's some real faith right there. I ain't seen this man. All I did was heard about him. All I did is know about what he has done. All I know, oh God, anybody here know the track record of Jesus? Ain't it good to know the track record of Jesus? Ain't it good to know that Jesus is a provider? Ain't it good to know that Jesus is a way maker? Jesus is a healer. Jesus is everything you need. Well, how do you know that, Ralph? Because I heard about his track record. I heard about the track record. And if everybody else is failing me, I only got one other option. Amen. I only got one other option. If I just touch just that. I just need to get this little part right here. I just need to touch the hem of his garment. The woman made her way to Jesus. Now, Mark doesn't elaborate a lot on the pressing part, but Luke tells us that she pressed her way through. All right. The entire crowd just fluttering over Jesus, trying to see the miracles. And I want to hang my hat right there for about 2 minutes right quick. Because what that means is everybody ain't at the church just, oh God. Come on, Lord. Let me see it. Everybody ain't at the church just for the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Everybody didn't come to church just to praise the Lord. Some people came to church just to see a show. Some people came to church just to see what such and such got on, or what's going on with Reverend such and such, or Mr. This and Brother This. Some people, all them people wasn't there because they trusted God. They just wanted to see God perform like he a musician or something like that. But this particular woman said, I know because I heard if I just get to him. If I just get to him, everything will be all right. This woman pressed her way. And I want to tell you something. When you need something from the Lord, you got to press your way. You can't worry about how long you in your prayer closet. You can't worry about what everybody got to say. You got a need from the Lord. And I don't care what's going on in your life. When you need something from the Lord, you going to make your way to the Lord. All right. Have you ever been there? I'm talking to some people that really know what some a heavy prayer life really is. When all hell was breaking loose and all you can do is just go in your prayer closet. I don't know about you, but I've been in my prayer closet a few times. Now I realize I've been in there 1, 2, 3 hours. Because when you need something from the Lord, you're going to press your way through the children acting up, through your husband or your wife acting up, through your friends. You're going to press your way as long as I can get to the throne of grace and mercy. Yes, sir, as long as I can get to Jesus. This woman pressed her way on to the Lord and made her way to the hem of his garment. Made her way, and the Bible tells us that immediately right then and there, the flow of the blood and her issue started drying up right then and there. I want to say something to you. When you are trying to get a breakthrough to the Lord, it is not going to be easy. As we see in the Bible with this woman, her pressing her way through, and a woman that was considered unclean. Can you imagine how even some of the people were there treating her, pushing her out the way, saying you can't get to him because you're unclean and you're dirty and whatever. I want you to understand, I don't care how dirty, how filthy, how nasty, whatever you done in your past life, whatever you did last night, whatever you did 20-something years ago, whatever you did 10 years ago, God can save you right then and there. If you just come to the Lord and just leave it all at the altar. Ain't it funny? I want to say, ain't it funny how some people want to bring up your past when you're trying to live a better life? My wife will say, you're trying to bring the Chicago out of me. Now I'm trying to stay saved. Now you're trying to bring the Chicago out of me. A place where I'm trying to get away from my mindset. And that's, I want you to understand that that's when the enemy comes, when you're trying to do something different and better with your life. He will throw up everything he possibly can. He will stop you from getting jobs. He will stop you from moving forward. He will stop you from going farther. That's when your faith has to kick in. That's when the pressing come through. That's when you say, get thee behind me, Satan. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let me get on up out of here. This woman made her way to Jesus, and right then and there immediately the fountain of the blood started drying up. Now this is where I get excited, Pastor, and if I leave the pulpit, just finish off the sermon for me. The Bible tells us that immediately she was healed, but right then Jesus said, who touched me? The disciples say, you got all these people around you, bumping into you, knocking you down. We got to keep people off you as much as we can. You got hundreds and thousands of people around you, and you got the nerve to ask who touched you. Everybody's bumping into you. Everybody's touching you. No. This particular touch got my attention. Who touched me? Now, I want you to see this right here. This little part, this is what got it right here. This is where it tells us that our God is all seeing and knowing. Now, I know you might not catch it. I'm an English teacher, so I teach my students to look at every little thing. Watch this. The Bible says on verse 30, Jesus immediately knowing himself the virtue or the power that had gone from him, turned about and pressed and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thy seest the multitude thronging thee, and thy sayest, who touched me? Now, look at this part right here on verse number 32. And he looked around about to see her.
Yes, all right.
They missed it, Doc. I'm going to say it one more time. Verse 32. First, in verse 31, the last part you see is he said, who touched me?
Yeah.
And verse 32 comes back and said, he looked around to see her. I'm going to say it one more time. That third time is a charm. Verse 31 says, who touched me? Jesus asked the question, knowing the answer, because the Bible tells us he said, he looked around to see her and what had happened. When your touch gets God's attention, how do you feel when your touch or your prayer and your crying and your tears and your shouting and all that gets God's attention? Hey, how do you feel knowing that you just caught the attention of the most powerful person in the world? Yes, sir. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all got to excuse me. He said, who touched me? And then looked for the very person he knew that touched him. That means your prayers ain't, they not gonna go unanswered. That means your healing is not there far away. Because God wants to know who's touching him. And then he'll call your name. He gonna look for you. Yes, sir. Ooh, let me get on up out of here. I got 3 minutes. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him. Now, you got to look at this right here. She got a little scared. Now, here's what's crazy. She already knew what possibly could happen.
Yes.
If I get to Jesus, because the Bible tells us, she said, if I but touch, because I done heard about this man. Now she feel like she done did something wrong when the Lord has blessed her. Ain't it just like some folks sometimes? To when they once saw you down and out, Doc. Mama, they saw you didn't have anything, two dimes to rub together. Sometimes got to borrow and all this stuff here. But then when God blesses you, ain't it crazy how some people will look at you and try to figure out how in the world are you being blessed. Just a while ago, you didn't have anything. You were struggling. You needed help. But look what God has done when you have uncontainable faith. I dare you just to write that down somewhere. Uncontainable faith, which means my faith can't stay bottled up. It can't stay bottled up with a woman fearing, saying, I'm about to get in some trouble now. I done snuck up behind this man. This man don't even know my name.
Yeah.
I done snuck up behind him and got healed. The Bible tells us that the woman fell down, knowing what had happened and what she did. Fell down and started pleading with God and telling her everything. My last little bit I want you to understand is that when you have been dealing with some things, when you have been going through some things, when your faith has been challenged and shackled, when your faith has been troubled, this is what God would do after he has healed, after he has blessed, after he's done all of this. Watch this right here. God knew who touched him.
Yes.
It wasn't about him at the time. It was about the people that knocked this woman down. It was about the people that threw this woman away. It was about the people that were saying she was unclean. Now what can you say about the person that was going through all this hell? Now she don't look like what she been through. I want you to see this person. I want you to, and that's what God would do. God would put you in the forefront to show what he can do so that you can be a living, walking testimony for other people. Who faith gets shattered, who faith get broken. The Bible tells us, he said, daughter, thy faith have made you whole. Go in peace and be whole from that plague. The touch that changed everything. And I don't know about you, but I remember a few years ago, when I was a little boy back in Dallas, Texas, at Mount Tabor's Baptist Church, I remember walking down that aisle because at some point in time, there was a touch that changed my entire life. I remember back in 2008, Doc, there was a touch that came to me. 2-something in the morning woke me up and told me, I need you, I want you to preach my word. I said, Lord, who am I to preach this thing? I wasn't the most saved person back in college. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't the most best person in college. I wasn't the most best adult when I got out of college. But God, when there was a touch, when God touches you, it will change your whole. It will change your whole life. When God touches you, it'll change everything about you. It's going to move people out the way. It's going to move people that's against God out of the way. And it's going to open up some doors for you. It's going to close some doors for you that you don't need to be in. But it's a touch that can change your entire life. Even when things look like it can't get any better. Oh God, can I just talk right quick? Now I'm get out of here. This past week, millions and millions of people lost power. Millions of people were devastated by the hurricane that came through. Out of power for days. Food running low and all of the above. But even in the midst of all of that, I was with my wife, I was with AJ, and I was telling her, I said, boy, it's hot up here. Let me lay down. Then I started thinking right there when I said that. Look at the blessing right there. Because I had to realize that there was people outside in the dark that didn't have nowhere to lay down at. I said, oh Lord. I said, man, we ain't got no power. We ain't got nothing to cook on. But then The Lord made a way out of no way, and I had a gas grill. And I was able to throw some food on the gas grill. Y'all not listening to me. Y'all not hearing me. When it's a touch. You're thinking, oh, it's just, but no, it's a touch, because when God's hand is on you and on your life, at the end of the day, God will provide. God will provide. God will make a way for you. God will help you. Even in your mess, God is still the same. It's about the touch that changes everything. If I just get there, I know. And that's the same. And I'm saying this to everyone that's even watching. It's nothing but a touch to get to Jesus. It's as simple as saying, Lord, I surrender all. Jesus, I need you in my life. My touch has to get God's attention. That's the one right there, Doctor. It got, my touch has to get God's attention. My touch has to stop the entire thing, because the need that I have, Lord, is important. This woman, like I said, probably wasn't even saved, but she had a need. She had faith. She knew, if I just got to him, I know I could be made whole. I know I could be made well. I know everything will be all right. I'm telling you, as hard as it is, if you just get to Jesus, it may take some time, but everything is going to be all right. It's just about the touch that will change everything. God bless you. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise on today.
Bless you, Reverend.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Porville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."